Like to say good morning to all of those whom assembled within the walls of worship today. We have been blessed, and I have the mind of a follower of God of a long time ago. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. To be able to withstand all the turbulence that we have during the past years, to be able to overcome all the difficulties, all the ills, and all the problems and all the pains, we've been able to come back to some semblance of normalcy. And we ought to be able to thank God for being so good. And I still believe that our God, even in the face of our defeat, is working behind life's curtain, putting all of those things together that work together for our good, that we all will come out victorious. I do believe that. And I'm grateful this morning. We had a good Bible class in our adult class, and I know you did as well. Brother Bobby had a great lesson, good teaching. We ought to take those words to our hearts. Brother Hoskin has led us in some good songs and spoken to our hearts. And I hope that we'll let that word, those selections, sing to us both day and night. We're so grateful for Brother Falwell and his prayers. We're so grateful for that. We're grateful that we realize that all the things that come our way is because of God's mighty and powerful, gracious hand. And we are grateful. We are grateful tonight. But this morning, Brother Frazier led us in scripture. And then we had our good brother come up to lead us in our communion. Because not only do we commune with God, but we are communing with one another. Brother Terry, we thank you for that. And now we get into our lesson. I told the brethren I was going to be short preacher, short sermon. He told me he's not buying that. So I think I just move on. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. If we take it under consideration how everybody sometimes in a group began to try to push and move and shove towards a place of prominence. Sometimes there are a lot of people, they just love to hold the seats of power. They like to have the influence over others to turn them in this direction or the other. Somehow, for some reason, we feel like we have really reached the pinnacle of life when someone looks up to us and asks of us for guidance in life. You see, a real leader is not seeking an opportunity to grasp the reins of things and move forward. But rather a true leader, whether it be a boy, a girl, a man or a woman, we are trying to find out what is the best thing for us to do, who is the greatest in God's kingdom, who will go down in history as a person of prominence, as a person of respect. Not he or she who is trying to gobble up all the power. Not a person who's trying to be and remain in control. But rather it is the person who has given themselves unto God's control so that he or she can lead someone in a good and perfect way. That's what leadership is all about. And so leadership is found not in guiding and guarding, but in serving. And that's what I want all of us to do, to think about how all of us as God's children can come together to serve, because our model, our mentor, Jesus Christ, he didn't come into this world seeking for all of this, but all he wanted to do was to seek and to save which is lost and to give his life a ransom for many. That's what this world needs. This is what God has called us to be and to do. Great leaders, take this in mind. Great leaders do not desire to lead. That's not their number one point. Yes, we have a desire, but that's not the total fix. That's not the clear, complete package. The ideal of it is great leaders do not desire to lead, but they do desire to serve. And in serving, people began to follow. We want to lead? Serve. You want someone to follow? Serve. Then people will have their way. They'll look for you. They'll look for instances, look for places, look for pathways for them to follow. That's what a real leader is. And I want to talk with us this morning, all of us, from the youngest to the most seasoned child of God, how we can find our fit in God's kingdom to serve. That's what it's all about. That's what's off in our bulletin. And it says that, I know you hadn't been passing it because I was looking at it and trying to remember it. Every member, every task, every soul. Let's talk just for a few minutes. I will get to it. Here's about service. Three things we actually need, and y'all can jot these three down because I'm going to move rather hurriedly this morning. There are three things we really need. We need a loyal to God. We need a love for goodness. And we need a longing for growth. We need a loyalty to God. And when I'm talking loyalty, I'm talking about someone who is willing to give their all in all for him. No matter what, I'll follow him. Wherever he leads, I'll follow. That's what we sing the song. Where he leads me, I'm willing to go. There is a loyalty that we have with God, and that's the first thing we need in order for us to really be servants in God's kingdom. Finding my fit, knowing where I really can serve God to my maximum. I'm loyal to God. Revelation 2:10. He said, listen, I want you to know some bad things are going to happen. You're going to be cast into prison. But I want you to know that, listen, but be thou faithful unto death. There is a sense of loyalty that I'll follow wherever you lead, I will follow. And I'm willing not only to just give up moments of my day. I'm not just willing to give up a week at a time. I'm willing to give up my very life for you. Why? Because that is the very ultimate of saying that you really love God. Matthew 6:33 said, listen, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's the first thing. All of these other things that we are longing for and that we are so deserving and so desiring, God would bring that to us sooner or later. God is going to bring that into our view. So we need to have a sense of loyalty. Not when all is going well we follow, but when all things have come to a ruin. We need to really follow God no matter what, because that's what it's all about. I am loyal to my Lord. And whenever you're loyal to him, great things will happen. A lot of things will come into view, and God will work with you over and over again throughout life. But I need to be loyal. Not only that, but I need to have a love for goodness. A lot of people don't have good hearts. Matter of fact, they're very quite calculating. They are trying to find a way how they could just get to someone to undermine them or entrap them. But we need just a good heart. Do you love goodness? Do you want to see that working among men? When you go to work tomorrow, don't you want to see goodness? When you go home this afternoon, don't you want to see goodness? Whenever we encounter others in the community, don't you want to see goodness? These are the things that lead to service. My loyalty to God, my love for good things to happen, and my longing for my individual growth. When I get these things together, then I believe that I'm going to find my fit in God's kingdom. Three things: loyalty, love, longing. Keep that in mind. Here's what we need to do. We need to find our place to serve. Every last one of us can serve. We don't have to be young. We don't have to be senior citizen to serve. Everybody can serve. No one is excluded in God's kingdom. That's why you need to have church programs we do to try to include everybody, because everybody has something to offer. Everybody can bring something to this table of communion that we have here with one another, this fellowship that we have. Everybody can do that. So the ideal of it is find your fit in this divine puzzle that God has put up before us. Where do I fit? Where do I plug in? Where is this defining piece to this very picture that God has painted before us? Where am I? What can I? And how will I be able to find this place and just fit in the way God intended? How do we connect and interconnect with one another? All of us, from the youngest to the most seasoned saint in this building, we need to learn how. We need to look for ways of fitting in to get the picture of God before us and before the world. Are you ready for this? Let's move on. Here's how we can do it. We need three things. We need your ability, we need your attitudes, and we need your aspiration. How do we get these things done? We do all things by our abilities. Bobby touched on that a little this morning just as we were about closing. All of us have some abilities. All of us have a numerous set of skill sets. A lot of us have a lot of things to be able to give to the church, to lend to the church for the betterment of the church. We all have some ability. We just need to figure out what it is and where we could put it. The Bible said in 1 Peter 4:11, if you remember, he said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. But if any man, listen, do it as the ability that God giveth him. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability that God giveth. In other words, we need to sit down sometime and find out exactly what it is that we can do. Sometimes we have skills galore that we've never even realized. We can do things that we never imagined that could be utilized for the betterment of the church. We need to be looking. Somebody say, well, I like to talk. Well, you've been on the phone all night long. Tell you what you do. Let's call up and talk to somebody about the Lord. How about that? You're a good talker. So why can't you talk about the Lord then? Well, I can do this and that. I like to coach, and I coach people, show them skill sets and everything. All right. Won't you coach somebody here in the church? Won't you be a life coach? Help them get out of the way. Help them make the right choices. Help her go in the right way. Why can't we learn that? We have the ability. God placed us all here with various skill sets, and it's for one thing. That is not only for us to enjoy as individuals, but for us to enjoy and to employ as God's people. We don't want to just have all of this talent locked within the building. We need to have this talent going out into the community. We are trying to make a difference in someone's life, and that's what God has called us to do. Where do you fit? What are your skill sets? Let's talk about them. We need to have the right attitude. Now, I do know sometimes people wake up in the morning in a bad sense. They're born in the objective case and in the kickative mood. But what we need people to do is to have the right attitude. I'm a part of this church, and I'm going to be a part of it. I need to learn how to get along with people so that they can see what I have to offer. And I hope that they'll open up their eyes and their hearts and their arm and see what I have to offer. That's what God intends for all of us to be. My attitude has to be right. And when my attitude is right, my abilities are unquestionable, then I tell you what, the utilization of me ought not be somewhere lost within the thickets. What can we do? Where do I fit? What's your aspiration? What do you want to do? Is your aspiration in alignment with your skill sets? What I want to do, I want to serve the Lord. How you want to do it? Best way I know how. Here's what I can do. What way can we utilize it here? That's what God intends for us to do. Finding your fit. Everybody fits somewhere. Just because you can't do what he does or she does. Now the scripture simply says to us, why are we going to be out here like that? If the whole body was an eye, where's the hands? If the whole body was this, where is that? All of us have certain abilities and skill set we can utilize. Every one of us here, all of this talent here within this building here, you think you don't belong. You think you can't fit in. I'm in my 60s now. You know, I'm getting on up there. And I'm glad you're getting on up there. So let's get on out here while you're getting on up there. We'll go out in the community, right? Right, yeah. Okay, when the last time you've been on the phone? Oh, man, we talked for hours. Okay, let's talk a little bit. Won't you come here then? Now, Sister Sarah, she's a hard worker. She gets a lot of things done. I can see her sweating every once in a while. She be moving. I said, you sure is a hard worker. Now, she make me sweat just watching her work. Well, why can't we volunteer up here in the church and do some things? You like to talk? Got somebody for you to talk to. What are your aspirations? What do you want to do? Some men want to be leaders, some don't want to be leaders. Some want to be elders, some do not. Some simply say, well, I want to be a leader on the sideline. Why not be that? Where do you fit in? We need you. The church needs you. Because this body cannot function to its ultimate without you. This body cannot accomplish what God has called it without you. You may think that we can do without you, but I'm telling you, we can do more with you. You may think you don't matter, but I'm telling you, it matters. Find your place to serve. Come forth and let it be known so that this church can function to its maximum. I told you I was going to be long. We're about done. Here's the function of fit. Here's the idea. I'm here. It's functional. What can I do? Turn with me to the Ephesians chapter 4:16. I want y'all to lay heavy on this. Just look at it because we're going to pause through this. Here's the Apostle Paul talking to the church at Ephesus. These people have been endowed with a lot of abilities, a lot of gifts that God has given. And that is not to be used just merely completely on oneself. It is to be used for the upbuilding of the church and for the teaching of the community. That's what God intends. We're to be an outreach, not just all together, keeping all this talent inside. It must go outside somewhere, look into the prison. Jesus said, listen, I was hungry and you fed me not. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was in prison and you visited me not. See, the whole point of it is, God don't want us to do anything that he haven't given us the ability to do. Can we go visit? Sure. Can we go to the prison? Of course. Can we feed the hungry? Yes. Can we clothe the naked? Yes. God has not called us to do anything that he hasn't given us the ability to do. From whom all the whole body. I like this, the whole body. You may not feel like you're valued, but you're part of the whole body here that meets at 2280 Hume Road. We are part of the North Lexington congregation that meets here. The whole body. And when you are not part of that body, then there's something missing in that body. You are important no matter how you don't feel it or think it. The whole body, for whom the whole body. The Greek word whole is pos, and it simply means every last one of it, all of it. No one is excluded. No one is exempted. The church or the whole body, every member. Isn't that what we said? Isn't that what we said on this bulletin? Every member, every time, every soul, then let's practice what we preach. Practice what we preach. With whom the whole body fitly joined together. God gets into some architectural idealism, some images here of a person building a house, a sound and solid house that will serve his people for a long time. He said, the whole body fitly joined. We're not a bunch of people loosely connected, all disjointed, gaps and holes all within us, for winds to blow in, water to run down and destroy our foundation. We are fitly joined together for a purpose. And that's the way we should be, fitly joined together. We may have some storms in life. Wind may blow, rain may fall, but I tell you one thing, it won't enter this house, because we are fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplied. In other words, you see, the ankle bone can't say to the thigh bone. Y'all been here to sing that song. I remember we used to sing it in school. The ankle bone connected to the thigh bone and all of that. Literally, we're all connected from a spiritual ligament that keeps us connected and allow us to move and allow us to do things that God has given us the ability to do. We are that. Every joint supply. And that means you, that means me, that means everybody. You say, well, I don't have the energy I used to have. Use what you got. We need to move on. We need to be the church that God has, and I need to be finding my fit, my place to serve, finding my fit. Every joint supplied according to the effectual working of the measure of what? Every part, whether you know it or not. I need you. You need me. We need each other because we get our strength from one another. Consequently, that's why we ought to be together as we ought to be working through our issues, working through our challenges, working through our problems. Why? Because every joint supplies according to the effectual working of the measure of every part. All I want to do is to have a well-oiled machine doing what God had intended for it to do, bringing forth and being productive. And you'll see it even more and more, that with all the talent we have within will soon be the talent we'll have without sharing, because that's what God intended for us to do. But this is a function of fit, making increase. Here's the direction. Here's the whole end of it. Make an increase of the body. That's what it's all about. I'm trying to get strengthened. I'm trying to strengthen the church. I'm trying to build up the body. That's what this is all about. And every member needs to be involved. And somebody simply said, well, I just didn't know. Well, it doesn't have to be a whole lot. It doesn't have to be the big fanfare. It doesn't have to be something waving flags. It's just doing what you do right where you are doing it. That's what God intends for us to do. Every part. Make an increase of the body unto the what? Unto the edifying. There's a Greek word, epidome. And it simply means to put a seal around the church. We want to strengthen the church. We want to protect the church. We want to allow it a place to grow. Well, why don't we do this for the edifying of the body of Christ? You want the church to grow, get involved. You want the church to be strong, lend your hand. You want the church to be more caring, be more compassionate. You want to be more outreaching and teaching souls, just send a track. Do whatever you can do. Find your fit, your functional fit within the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unto the edifying of itself. And I tell you, the only thing that's going to make it, the only thing that's going to help us in this fit, love. How do we do it? He said, in love. Everything that we do, everything that we say, all the things that we try to interact and try to design and implement ought to be with one thing, not so much fanfare, not so much I get the credit, but the ideal of it is in love. You want to build this church? You got to love this church. You want to help this church? You got to love this church. You want to help your community? You got to love your community. You cannot do anything without love. Love moves. No wonder Jesus said in John 3, we had that in our lesson, God so loved the world that he gave. Love is not a noun. It's a verb. The love of God, where the acting of God, the moving of God, the outreach of God. That's what love is. I want you to do this. This week, find your fit. Find your fit to serve. You might say, well, I don't have much to offer. Give what you got. I can't do it as long as I used to and as often. Give me the time you have. The point of it is that we need to find our fit in God's kingdom. And we need to get in place. Be this building that's so connected, so tight, and so water sealed, and so wind strong, and so flood resistant, that we survive no matter what. We don't just survive, we thrive. Because that's what God intended for us to do. Why don't we do just that? Why don't we be people who are off in the functional fit? I want you to like this word and then I'm gone. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? That's it. What are you doing? What about that person who's homeless? Well, I have news for you this morning. There's a difference in being homeless and being houseless. We got a lot of folks live in pretty houses, but they're homeless. What do you mean, preacher? Well, they're there. They see each other in the morning, they say goodbye at night, and then they go on about their marriage. Yeah, they got a pretty house, but they're homeless. See, a chair, as one man said, is just a chair. But a house is not a home when there's no one there. Y'all know Luther Vandross. But anyway, that's the point. What about the homeless? Not just somebody who doesn't have a house, but the homeless. You find them at church. You find them at school. You find them in your workplace. So there's, what about the hungry? Well, we gave them some food, yes, but they're hungry for so much more. We clothed them, we gave them something, but now why don't we wrap them in the love of Jesus? Why don't we clothe them? As the scripture said, our whole ideal is to clothe everybody in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, for as many of us have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. We have wrapped ourselves up in him. We've clothed them. That's what it's all about, finding your fit. How can you do? What can you do? When can you do it? That's what it's all about. I'm here today to challenge you. I'm here today to challenge me. I'm here today to challenge all of us that we find our fit, our functional fit, so that the church can live up to God's commands, so that the church can live up to God's dreams, so that the world can benefit from all of God's love. That's what this is all about. That's what we should be thinking about. And that is certainly what we ought to be striving to do. That is to be finding my fit, my functional fit. Everybody fits into God's kingdom when they turn from wrong to right. That's called repentance. As Brother Kiba used to say, repentance is turning right and going straight. When you change your mind about the life you live and about the thoughts that you've had, then I tell you what, you have repented. But I want you to know, don't be changing your mind just purely on sorrow. Some people have this worldly sorrow. But we talk about godly sorrow. That works repentance. Some are sorry they got caught. Some are sorry they waited so long. But some people are just simply sorry because they brought pain not only into their lives, but to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's repent. Those who have not become children of God, we need to stand up and do that. You do. Do you believe in Jesus? Yes. Well, you know, if you go down in that grave with him, be buried and crucified with him like he was, and you'll be resurrected, guess what? You'll be a child of his. You'll be a Christian. Why don't you do that? I'm willing to. You know he'll forgive you? Yes. You know he'll add you to his body, his church, the one you read about in the Bible? Yes. Come on, let's take you under this water. And those of us who are Christians, for some reason, maybe it's time, maybe it's temperament, whatever it may be, cause you to not to be as functional as you have been. Well, we can just readjust. We can recalibrate. We can do things differently, but we will function in God's kingdom. We ask for you, if that's the case, you're looking to find a place, let the elders know, let all the deacons know, just let someone else know you're willing to serve. And guess what? You'll find not only are you building up this house, you'll be building up your house, and that way we can go out into our community and bring them into God's house. That's what it's all about, finding your fit, your functional fit. God is here. All the angels are waiting in heaven, and so are we right here in this building. Whatever your needs are, desires are at the moment, we pray right now as we stand and sing that you'll do just that. Let's stand.